VPS Voice Coaching and Speech Coaching Blog. A modern speech habit that usually causes bad results. Marilyn, who had been a lawyer with an East Coast insurance firm, was now living and practicing law near a major city in Texas. "This is a big city," she thought, "and so they will appreciate my skills in the courtroom," and she went right out and landed one of the best jobs in the best law firms in town. The next thing she heard while giving a brief in front of a male judge who had a heavy Texas accent was, "I'm sorry, little lady, you got to slow down if you expect me and the jury to understand you." Number one, Marilyn was shocked to be called little lady. And two, she was shocked that her fast talking, which had been prized in the East Coast insurance world, was now being ridiculed in front of the entire courtroom. "I was so shocked," she told me, "that I checked in with the head of my law firm, thinking that this particular judge had a bias against women lawyers from back east. And my boss told me, 'Get help with your speech so that the judges will feel more comfortable while you're speaking in court on behalf of your clients.'" I told Marilyn, "Yes, maybe the judge had a bias against women lawyers from back east. Who knows? However, I suggest that you can level the playing field by slowing down and speaking clearly. Fast talking or data dumping is one of the most prevalent bad speech habits today, and it can stop your career. After all, the name data dumping implies that you're saying all the relevant information on a particular subject as fast as possible with little regard for your listener and whether he or she understands you." "Marilyn, I know that fast talkers like yourself don't think of it that way. However, people can have all sorts of biases around fast talking. For example, you can be perceived as trying to double talk a point in order to confuse the situation. Or that you're insecure and have a lot of anxiety. Or worse yet, that you don't know what you're talking about and you don't want people to know it. It may be that in his own way, the judge was trying to keep you from being perceived in any of these ways. Who knows? In any case, the slowing of your speaking rate will level the playing field, enhance your communication, and help you build many long-lasting and effective relationships. Speaking at a normal rate of 120 to 160 words per minute allows people not only to understand your message, but also to react positively to the nonverbal messages in your voice that powerfully influence and persuade others to your point of view. Marilyn had never thought of fast talking in this way, and immediately stepped up to the challenge. She slowed her speech, and the positive results in her communication, combined with her enormous legal talent, opened many doors for her to advance in her career. A confident, powerful, and persuasive speaker always wants the listener to fully comprehend his or her message. Please use Marilyn's story as a benchmark to assess your own speaking rate.